Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bump Hadley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Irv Jeffries. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ekrod. Rice reaches second base with a double. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to third. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Maynisch reaches third base with a triple. Rice scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to home to get Maynisch. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sissel moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Spencer and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca strikes out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a fly ball towards right. Reynolds settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Reynolds. Bluge moves to third. Quel moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod strikes out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Maynish hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bludge. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Bludge steals second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 1 in the game. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to third. Sissel moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Blue scores. Sissel moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1. Senators. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cronin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 1 in the game. Ekrod hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Manish hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue races to the bag, beating West for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cronin moves to third. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bludge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hadley, and towards Cronin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-2 in the game. Ekrod hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Jolly trying to get to home. Rice throws the ball into Spencer who tags Jolly who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Ekrod moves to second. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Ekrod moves to third. Tate moves to second. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Firpo Marbury now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rice bunts towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Fonseca covering, for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maynish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 4-1, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Maynish moves to second. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bluge strikes out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with McCain covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marbury for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons pinch hits for Smee Jolly. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Marbury, and towards Bluge, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Simons now playing left field. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Maynish hits a fly ball into left field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jeffries hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Senators. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Hal McCain. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Blue hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.